Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis says, how do we know that an egg of a bird which is tome, the egg is tome? So the Gemara says, we learn from Bas Hayano, from the ostrich, that the Torah calls it Bas Hayano, instead of only Yano. What's Bas Hayano? Bas referring to the egg. And I saw that if you bring the question, why specifically you learn the Indian of the psul of the eggs from Basayano more than any other bird? So Zdover Nifla Mori brought down in a few svarim is that according to Chazal, the way the Batayano hatches her eggs is not through nesting on it, but through looking at it. By staring at the eggs, it gives the power to the egg to hatch. So it's brought down in the Sefer, called Sefer Habris, which was a Sefer that Big Chacham wrote with all the Yone Teva that are mentioned in Chazal. And so it's brought down clearly in the Arizal. The Arizal, when he comes to speak about the power of the eyesight, so he says, the same way the Basayano is able through her eyesight to hatch the eggs, to make the eggs grow, this shows the power that the eyesight has. And Sefer Habris, he concludes and says, how important it is to guard your eyes. Because the eyes have such power that come out of them. So if you misuse it, so that power is diminished. So that's why the big Gedoyim, the Tanoyim, Roim, have the power of their eyes to kill somebody if they need it. Because they guarded that power that they have in the eyes. The Chasam Sofer and the Drushes in Chelek Gimel owned Pei Gimel, he goes to explain based on that the pasuk that we mentioned here in the Sugyo. So Chazosev goes there is going to speak about the inyan of Shmir Sabris. A person has to be very careful to be Shmir Sabris. He says that's the pshat in the pasuk. They're cruel. They're misusing their power. Like the ostriches in the desert, they're using the re'iyo to hatch the eggs. So Masha Midivya Chazosev, that's the chisoron in the Basayano. The Basayano doesn't have the same relationship that every other bird has with its eggs. Usually they have to nest on the eggs, they have to sit on the eggs. They have a physical relationship with it. But the Basayano has only koyeche staklos, only through the eyesight, that's all. And the hoitzos vlodos biriyah be'alma, without a physical connection, that's a chzorius, that is cruelty. And Am Yisrael, the Tainan Am Yisrael, they're doing things with riyah be'alma and not in the proper way. And if it's true, Efshah, that's the Pshat, where Basayano is a representation of the Beitzim, which are Tome. Because Basayano is the one who represents the fact that it doesn't have a true relationship with its egg. It only does it through Istaklos. And you may from here learn to other Oifers to me. But this is the Makor because of that lack of relationship that the Basayano has with its egg, which is doing the Leida through Re'iyo Be'almo. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomar Shava Shirim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.